AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Football on off the ball.
This might just be modern media, but it feels to me that Arsenal, maybe because they haven't won the league for 21 years, but it feels like they get into the running far too early. And maybe that's our fault in the media as well.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Rory, a difficult night here in Iceland, a kind of tough one to take. You had a good foothold the game in the first half. What happened when it kind of slipped away to them?
I suppose just giving away bad goals from our point of view. We've done the hard part, come away from home, come 1-0 up, and then I suppose the lead in the last 5 or 10 minutes. You know, just very disappointed with the two goals and how we've conceded them, and we just gave ourselves a mountain to climb.
What was the job like for you out there? It was really difficult conditions, and you're up there on your own for a lot of the time. Was that one of probably the tougher games that you've played on your own up top?
I suppose, yeah, in recent times it was. You know, we definitely not used to weather like that, and probably won't play in conditions like that again for a long time, but it was difficult for them as well. But yeah, just disappointed now, to be honest with that. We've, you know, we had enough ball and we had enough, I suppose, enough of possession to hurt them. We haven't hurt them, and then they've come and hurt us.
You had a big part to play in the first goal. How disappointing was it to concede just 3 minutes later?
Yeah, it's really, really poor from us. You know, I'll have to watch it back. You know, we've gone 1-0 up, and I suppose, as you said, 3 minutes later, we're 1-1, you know. So we didn't get a chance to get our foot on again after going 1-0 up. We would have fancied ourselves, obviously, 1-0 up to see out the game, but we haven't.
And then maybe on a personal side, obviously, you came back this year and you had a huge part to play in the qualifiers. How disappointing is it to not make the knockouts knowing that you made it last year?
Yeah, I think it's just really the performances. You know, we've had Shakhtar Donetsk at home, we've lost 2-1, and we're very disappointed with that. Celje, we're very disappointed with that game. Athens, we're disappointed how that ended up. It's probably only Sparta Prague away, and that we were probably well beaten and deserved to be beaten. But we've come here, I suppose, thinking we've a chance of picking up 6 points in our last two games and seeing where 7 points took us. But we don't even have a chance to take it down to next week.
You mentioned a couple of the teams there, Sparta Prague and Shakhtar. You had a pretty difficult run for a Pot 2 team. Do you feel a little bit hard done by with that?
Maybe, but last year the draw was very good to us. You know, I said we are disappointed with the results in those games, and that probably shows you where this club is at and where the team is at, where you mention those teams and we say how we're disappointed not to pick up any points.
And then finally, obviously, outside of Europe, it's been a great year for you. Does this kind of spur you on now? You've got Champions League qualifiers next year. You want to hit Conference League group stages again and hit knockouts again?
Yeah, I think for this team, it's probably the minimum expectation, nearly the champion's path. We know how, on paper, how nice the draw can be to you. So it's up to us to make sure when July comes round that we're firing, we're ready to, I suppose, take advantage of the champion's path, and I suppose make sure that we win the first round. That'll at least minimum give you 4 rounds in total to qualify for group stages again.
Just one more, finally. Both yourselves and Shelburne haven't managed to pick up a win so far, and people maybe outside the league would look at that and say there's still levels to go between yourselves and the rest of the teams in Europe. Is that how you feel after playing in Europe?
Yeah, definitely. Look at some of the teams we've played, have been top class, but then you look at a team from Iceland tonight, only 400,000 people in the country, and they're able to pick up wins. So we're just obviously extremely disappointed with the result tonight, and I suppose missed opportunity not to pick up 3 points in our first win.